各位平安，
弟兄。
咱继续来思想保罗，然后为着帖撒罗尼迦这个基督伊的愿望，这几项的信息。
Let us continue to talk about Paul's desire for the Thessalonian church.
咱知影保罗本身看到这个帖撒罗尼迦教会。实在充满了真多真多好的所在。
And we know that Paul himself saw many good points among the Thessalonians.
咱知影这个教会本身在患难的中间，伊凭着信心继续徛在，无跋倒，无被引诱。
And we know that the Thessalonian church has stood firm in their faith despite many trials and persecutions.
然后上十年，伊看到这间教会本身充满了有贴心。
And we know that this church is also overflowing in love.
所以保罗呢，伊祈祷，伊渴望讲什么啊？
And that he is hoping that one day the Lord would direct them to the church.
And he is
also hoping that this church would abound more and more in love for each other and for all. You know that love can grow. And love can continue to expand.
So Paulo 知影这间教会有贴心，但是Paulo继续为因基督，唔忘因继续更加做贴心。
And Paul knows that this church has love, but he continues to pray that they would abound in love.
所以但愿教会本身，马拉本教会也继续有贴心。
And may the Lord bless UEC Malabon that we would not only have love but grow in love.
但是呢？But
how would you love each other if you don't know each other?
So, 我唔知影你捌你边头嘅人啊无。
So I don't know if you know the person seated beside you.
我唔知影你捌你头前后边迄个人啊无。
Or the person seated in front or behind you.
所以你现在吼，请你吼，甲你头前后边吼，你甲伊讲，愿主嘅平安甲你同在，然后你先讲你嘅名是啥，先三八一个好无？
So can you greet the person beside you and say, "May the Lord's peace be on you and"? Introduce yourself. So if you don't know each other, how can you show love? So are you acquainted now with each other? So if you know each other, at least you have that relationship and it's easier to love them. So this is Paul's desire. But today I'd like to focus on the second point. What is Paul hoping for? And let us look directly at verse 13. Let us look at verse 13.
He says, 何恁当咱的主耶稣基督甲伊的众信徒来的时阵，在咱的被上帝面前心内面坚固，正做圣洁。
So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
So, Paul, this place, he wants what? This brother, sister, one day when Jesus Christ and the saints are coming,
So he is hoping that the church would stand before the Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the saints blameless and holy. This word at the onset may seem simple, but it is full of meaning. Because he talks about one day that the Lord Jesus Christ will come again with his saints. So in other words, he's saying that one day we would stand before a God blameless. In other words, at the judgment, we would be fine.
So you 看到原来基督教的历史观
So the concept of history according to Christianity is in a linear fashion.
因为上帝要创造世界以前，伊伫经过以前已经设立了规个计划。
Because before God even created the world, He has already set His whole plan.
然后伊这个计划有开始这个世界。
And His plan involves the beginning of this world.
然后这个是继续发展到落尾，耶稣基督再来，这个世界入到另外一个境界里面。
And so it continues until the Lord comes again, and it will enter another era.
所以人类的历史到落尾是耶稣基督再来的时间停止。
So at the end of history, history, it will end when Jesus Christ comes again. And you and I will enter into eternity. So the concept of history according to Christianity is in a linear fashion. But there's another concept of history, and that is in a non-linear or in a circular fashion. For instance, the Chinese would often say, and the Chinese would say, I have such a bad life. It's full of sorrows, it's a bad life. What does it mean to have a bad life? In other words, I have bad karma. I had a bad past life before, and now I'm suffering in the present life.
So this kind of循环式的历史观
So a product of this non-linear circular history is reincarnation. So
and
you believe in reincarnation and that you have bad karma because in the past life you did something wrong and you're suffering now. And have you ever heard husbands and wives say this? We owe each other's debts. So now I'm paying back my debts, and so I have to be your slave. This is exactly the non-circular or non-linear history. But the history according to the Bible is in a linear fashion. There is a beginning and there is an end. And the end is that Jesus Christ will come again with his saints. But the Bible never mentions when. It doesn't say when. The Bible mentions some of the scenarios. And I talk this in detail more in chapter
4.
But we know that Jesus Christ is coming again with his saints. But I mentioned earlier that we do not know when. And have you ever heard people say, oh, Jesus is coming at such a date? And people say, don't believe that person. And it's about the Bible is true in saying that people who say that Jesus will come at such a date is not saying the truth. But I advise you, do not assume that he will not come on that day. Because if you say that he would not come on that day, then it means that you also know when Jesus is coming. You say that he is wrong. Because he knows that when Jesus will come. But if you say that he will not come on that day, then you're also presuming to be good because you say that he would not come on that day. This is also wrong. So the best answer to when Jesus will come is that I do not know. But when he comes, he would come with his saints. So when he comes, what will he do? You and I should give an account. You know that one day when we stand before God, we will give an account.
So the Bible says I want to stand in the front of God, in that place, in my heart, be sincere.
So here, may when we stand before God, may He establish our hearts in blameless and holiness. Whose approval is most important when we live in this world? As Christians, we know that it is God's approval that matters most. Because in the end, who's going to judge? It is God who will judge. It is God who will judge and not man.
得到人的认可。
But as we live in this world, we often crave for people's approval.
有有时阵人讲哇，你今仔头毛也水，你欢喜啊。
And you're happy when people compliment you on your hair.
然后你今仔头毛也歹看，你也艰苦心啊，要死。
And you feel bad when people criticize your hair.
然后人讲哎呀，你穿这件衫也水，你就欢喜啊。人讲你无水，你艰苦啊，要死。
And when you get your well dressed, people compliment you, you're happy. If not, then you get upset. But you know that the world is changing. Once I wore a big bottom pants. You know the trend of men's pants is that it's wide or narrow at the bottom. For women's pants, it's either it's long or short. But what's more interesting is that whether your pants have holes or not. You know, if you're more conservative, you'll wear jeans with no holes. But you know, jeans with holes are even more expensive than jeans with no holes. If you want jeans that are more expensive, come see me and put some holes in your jeans. But this world keeps on changing.
So I tell you,用唔通穿即款嘅裤啦，即款已经啥物啊褪死咯。
And I was wearing these kinds of pants, and this person told me, "No, these kinds of pants are out of fashion."
你讲我问伊啥物时啊
？And I said, "What era or what time?"
假咯，现在是啥物啊？歪咯。
It's passé. So now you wear pants with narrow bottoms.
假无啦，故意哦。
And after not so long after. 歪
的讲褪死咯。
The person who said that it's out of vogue.
假在做干呐？喇叭咯。
And now you should wear wide bottoms.
So I tell you,
So let me tell you that keep your pants. And some years you wear these pants, and some years you wear those pants. So from that time on, I learned something. My pants from that time on is just straight from top to bottom. It means these pants are unchanging. Doesn't have to be narrow or wide at the bottom. So to seek for people's approval or to be in vogue in this age is so difficult. To have the affirmation or the approval of this world is so difficult. You know what era do we live in right now? The first is that this era is to spend money that you actually don't have.
To spend the money you haven't earned.
Spend money that you haven't earned.
你未赚的钱，你已经开了。
You've already spent money that you haven't even earned.
这个时代是信用卡的时代。
This is the credit card generation.
对不？你未有赚，未有钱先干呐。先开了再讲。
You haven't had money yet, but you first spent it.
而且这真侪人是安尼咧开发。
A lot of people spend this way.
我伫菲律宾，你老潮家啲女兵吧，我讲啥物
？In the Philippines, you would understand this.
啊，真侪人开巴咧，对不？我大家拢唔知对不
？People would have a cash advance.
我先开了咯，再讲。
I would spend the money first and then let's talk later. So if you want to follow the trends of this world, then you would be in trouble. And the second characteristic is
to buy the things you don't need.
Many people buy things that they don't actually need. Let me ask you then.
At
times we buy so much stuff. For using the sisters as my example. Sisters, open your closet. And you have so much pieces of clothing in your closet. So much clothing. How many times have you worn them? But actually, you just wear just a few pieces of clothing. At times, you buy a lot of clothes, but you don't really use them. You know what is even worse is?
Sell.
During sales.
我你讲啦，你 sell 的时阵哦，哇，大人冲去买啦，死咯，买这物件要创什么啊
？And a lot of people buy so much stuff, and then they decide, okay, what am I going to do with this now?
我捌看到一个人买哦，买阮 paper cup 哦，买几落大桶。
a lot of people buy a lot of paper cups.
我说我不知道会用几多年，我说四五年。
And probably you could use them for 4 to 5 years.
我问他买那么多干什么？
And I asked him, why have you bought so much stuff? It's so cheap. It's so cheap, I buy them and let's just talk later. But actually, you buy so much stuff that you don't really need them. Honestly speaking, at times they, people have swimming pools, but it's actually the dogs using the pools. Because they don't really swim there. But why did they build the pool?
所以呢，有啊，人相信哦，这个时代你要让人靠，哇，你有创造对人创造受罪，你要创啥？
To have people's approval, and you have a swimming pool, but what is it for? I have a friend who's really like that. It's really the dog that's just using the pool. And one, and what's worse is one day he told me, Pastor, would you like to swim? Oh no, you want me to swim? Get rid of the dog first, and then you come and see me. This is exactly the era. Because you want people's approval, so you have to have this. And thirdly, what is even worse is
to impress the people you don't like.
To impress people you don't like. There are these people that you dislike. And you try to do so many things to try to impress them, but you're really angry at them. I know somebody.
He's
courting a girl whose father does not approve of him. So this man was so angry. You have belittled me. So he went and studied medicine and became a doctor. And one day when he's already a doctor, he came to see me. And he asked me this question. Where does the father of this lady live? And I asked him why. I want to see the father and I want to say this. Before you belittle me, then I want to show you that I'm successful. You know, you're such a pitiful person. You're living your whole life for this person that you hate. And later I advised him not to see him anymore. Because it's too late, because his daughter was already married to someone else. You understand what I'm saying? This is this generation. Whose approval are you seeking? But it's useless to seek an approval of somebody that you don't like. But as Christians, in the end, whose approval are we seeking? What is important is God's approval. As you and I stand before God one day, we must give an account. You know that what God values is not just the action, but the motive behind the action. Not just the outward appearance, but the inward heart. One day we must settle our accounts well. So Paul prayed, his desire is And he is hoping that one day when they stand before the Lord and when he comes with his saints, that they would be established in their hearts, blameless and holy. Brothers and sisters, it is God who judges you and me. So we listen to people's criticism, but we just let it go. If it's good, then we accept. And if it's not, then we just let it go. Because it is Jesus who truly will judge us. So I think here Paul is hoping that the church would receive God's approval.
伊爱伫神的伫内面得到什么认可
？But what kind of approval does he wish for the church？
咱来看第十三节，继续看好不？
Let us look again at verse 13。
伊讲，他叫恁当咱的主耶稣基督甲耶稣信徒来的时阵，咱伫百姓的面前心内面坚固，正做圣洁。
That he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
兄弟姊妹，伊这个所在保罗讲吼，咱一日到神面前，咱的拜上帝面前，咱有法当坚固，有法当变作圣洁。
And here he's saying that one day when we stand before God, that he would establish our hearts blameless in holiness. But this kind of holiness would not receive any rebuke or criticism. But let me ask this question then. What does this holiness refer to? Because here he talks about being holy. Let me ask you then, when you and I believed in Christ, have you become holy? Let's just think about it. When you and I believed in Christ, have we become holy? Have you become holy?
兄弟姊妹，当你跟我信耶稣的时阵，耶稣基督的宝血也盖了咱的罪。
When you and I believe in Christ, His blood covered us.
咱在神的面前称义了，对不？
And before God, we are declared righteous.
当咱做称义的时阵，在圣洁的地位顶面，咱圣洁了。
And when we are declared righteous, we are positionally holy.
所以呢，保罗哦写批给哥林多教会。
So when Paul wrote the Corinthian church,
然后这哥林多教会真乱，你知无
？And this church is very chaotic.
但是到头一章保罗写给哥林多教会
，But in the first,
哥林多前书头一章伊安尼讲
，But in the first chapter, First Corinthians, he mentions,
伊称哥林多教会叫做信徒啊。
He addresses the Corinthian church as saints.
换句话讲什么啊
？In other words,
当你跟我信耶稣的时阵，你跟我是信徒。
When you and I believed in Christ, you and I became saints. In other words, when you and I believe in Christ, positionally, we are now holy. So here when Paul says that one day when I stand before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, if you and I can stand before a holy God, then positionally you are holy. Because if you and I were not positionally holy, then you and I cannot possibly stand before a holy God. But since I am now positionally holy, why is it that here that Paul says that when we stand before God at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and all these saints, that he may establish our hearts blameless in holiness?
So, in this place, it is said that the holiness is
So here is referring to a subjective kind of holiness. It is not an objective, a positional holiness. In other words, when I believe in Christ and positionally I am holy, but I must continue to pursue holiness just like Jesus Christ. So Jesus once mentioned that you must be holy as I am holy. And Peter also mentioned, so when we have believed in Christ, we must add this to our character so that we may have a part in the divine nature. In other words, all more and more we become like Christ. So Paul is hoping that the church would not just have positional holiness, but in our lives, but rather in our lives we will continue to pursue holiness. But let me ask you, what is being holy? And what kind of concept should we have about holiness? But there are two dimensions when the Bible mentions holiness.
层面是属于消极性嘅层面。
And the first is a negative aspect。
经常讲，谂啲物件未做做，未做做，未做做。
For instance, we must avoid doing certain things。
嗱，经常讲，咱讲十戒嚟做譬如。
Like for example, in the Ten Commandments。
人哋讲唔通奸淫，唔通嘅呐，害人，唔通做假见证，即款是啥物？
Let us not commit adultery or commit murder or bear false witness. These are all negative aspects. So there's the aspect of being set apart. There's the aspect of being set apart, being separated from sin. But this is not the holiness described by the Bible. This is just one aspect of it.
心结里面哦，你若伫旧约有一个真重要的词，叫做分别为圣。
There's an important term in the Old Testament that says being set apart in holiness.
所以话出你唔能啊分别，你就什么呀？为圣的一个层面。
Not only should you be set apart, but you be set apart as holy.
这个是积极的层面。
And this is the positive aspect.
所以话出来讲，我这物件我无做，无做，无做，无做。
In other words, I don't do these things, and these things. And let's not assume that just because we avoid these things, we're already holy. It is not so. It is not enough. But there's also the positive aspect. We must do certain things. So the Bible says you must observe the Sabbath day. You must honor your father and mother. This is the positive aspect. So Paul in Romans 12 said this. You must offer your bodies as living sacrifices. And that this is your reasonable service, which is a holy service. So in other words, what is holiness? What is pursuing holiness? It's not just avoiding bad things. Rather, we must do the things that we ought to do. So James once mentioned, if you know what is right and you don't do it, then that is sin. And this is a very positive aspect. So after understanding this concept,
保罗爱咱追求的圣洁，不是地位顶面，因为地位顶面，当咱信耶稣了的时阵，咱已经圣洁了。
So what Paul is asking us to pursue is not just the position of holiness which we have received when we believed in Christ。
乃是伊爱咱伫主，即活伫即世界内面，迄个主观内面经历真圣。
But rather he wants us to experience holiness subjectively in our lives。
但是即个真圣，不是孤单无要做全无好的。
But it doesn't mean that you just avoid doing certain things。
反正等应该做。
But rather, we do the things that we ought to do. But there is something that is noteworthy in this passage. Because in verse 13 it says,
用倘叫恁当咱的主耶稣基督甲伊的圣神都来的时阵，在咱的被上帝面前心内面坚固，正做圣洁，无通遮蔽。
That so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. I want us to pay attention to one thing. Because in verse 13 it says so that.
So, 有一个 so that, so that 是一个结果。
And so that means it's a result.
在代表头前有东西。
In other words, something precedes it.
倘叫咱在神的面前成就圣洁。
So that we may become blameless and holy.
啊，你顶面讲什么？
Now what is mentioned previously?
顶面讲的是疼心。
And what is mentioned previously is love.
你会记得保罗原因应该哪只？疼众人的心，彼此相疼的心。
Paul is hoping that their love for each other and for all would abound and abound. Just like how they have loved them. So naturally, we ask this question. So here he mentions love. So that before God we will be holy. So what is our question? What relationship does holiness and love have? Why is it that love would result in holiness? And this is the question we ought to ask. And as we carefully ponder this question, as we love each other, if we truly love people, then the outcome would be different. How do I say this?
因为当咱疼人的时候，
As we love people,
咱做的代志袂予伊无欢喜。
Whatever we do will not upset them.
当咱疼人的时候，
When we love someone,
咱做的代志无要伤到这个人。
Whatever we do would not cause harm to that person.
这个会变成圣洁未？
And would this be a result in holiness?
对吗？第二，你想。
And secondly, think about this. And when we love people, and we love each other and we love others, isn't this the central heart of observing God's law? Which is love. So when we love, then we would be holy. And when we say that we don't want to harm people, then we preserve our holiness. And on the other hand, I observe love and I attain what God wants me to do. And therefore, if we have love, then we pursue holiness.
So, in the presence of God, we can pursue holiness.
So before God, we can be holy and be blameless. Do you know that love, it results in such, in a lot of benefits? You know that recently there are so many, the world is very chaotic. It is too chaotic. In Turkey, how many explosions does it have? aside from the explosion in the Istanbul Grand Bazaar, around 10 people, more than 10 people passed away. And the airport in Istanbul exploded. And after that, and there's also an explosion in Bangladesh. And they separated those who can recite from the Quran and not, and they killed those who cannot recite from the Quran. And then someone advised that you must recite a few verses from the Quran. But that is a problem. And recently it happened in France. Four people. There are more people who died than those who died in explosions. And ISIS admitted that it was their wrongdoing. And you know how the newspapers described it? You know that this place is not nice anymore? And why is it so? Because there's this person who rode the truck. He was hitting people everywhere. And around 84 people have died. You know how the newspapers describe that incident? This truck is like a bowling ball. And people are just like pins. And he was just hitting people everywhere. And there was a kid who was thrown to the side because they wanted to preserve him. Why would he do this? You know, the terrifying reason behind it? It's because of hatred. It's to seek revenge. If people are full of hatred and revenge, then they would do these things. But there's something I cannot understand. What is something that I cannot understand? There's something that happened in July 7 that I cannot understand. It happened in Taiwan. The electric train exploded. It exploded. It happened in Taiwan. There are terrorists in Taiwan. And let us not kid about it because we might have it in the Philippines as well. But it happened in Taiwan. And the person who did the explosion, he belongs to my clan. he has a surname Lim.
他的名字是林英昌啊。
And his name is Lim Inchang.
然后这个人骗了的时
候。And after this person caused the explosion.
然后这个就昏迷。
He became unconscious.
然后一昏迷。
And he became and fell into a coma.
这两日。
And in these 2 days, he became conscious. And after he became conscious, he answered the investigation. And they asked him, why did you do this? And so he mentioned. And this morning's news said,
he said,
and so I'm not satisfied with this society. And I'm very dissatisfied. I want to seek revenge and draw attention, people's attention. So as I read that, and this person is such a KSP. He lacks love. He's an attention seeker. And he's so dissatisfied. So he's very upset, very uneasy.
But if you look at the 7-7
You know that the explosion happened near the station in Taipei. You know what he did? He just have around a few thousand Taiwan dollars left. He used all his money to buy firecrackers. And he roomed all the gunpowder. And he wrapped them all together and used that to cause the explosion. And he admitted one thing. He actually wanted to have the explosion at the train station in
Sintiok.
But suddenly something caused him to change his mind. And what is it? Because as he was approaching the station at Sintiok, and he saw a very cute little girl. And he was thinking that if he caused the explosion there, this young girl would die. So he's not willing to do that. So he didn't cause the explosion there. So as he was approaching the station in Taipei, he once again thought about his anger. And he forgot about loving that young girl. And he turned to hate now. And turned to hatred. Then he started explosion. It exploded.
So you
understand what I'm saying?
听本身哦，有法当产生了一个生命的影响力。
Life, love can cause a change in life. And love can cause our life's direction to go the right way. But for us to get rid of love and have love in our, get rid of hate and get have love in our hearts is purely the work of God. So here Paul desires that their love would abound so that in the end it would result in holiness.
So one
day when we stand before God in the judgment, we would be blameless.
So
brothers and sisters,
将来一日我要得到上帝认可。
One day when I receive God's approval,
然后现在我就追求圣洁。
Now I should pursue holiness.
但是迄个帮助咱圣洁的是学习上帝好人疼人的心。
But what we should learn is to love people.
因为咱疼，咱未伤到人。
Because when we love people, we do not harm them.
咱疼会帮助到人。
Our love can help people.
所以求上帝，和咱的生命丢唔丢的时。
So may the Lord help us that we would this would all start from love. So if we can love each other, then the environment will be totally different. So this is a prayer Paul had for the Thessalonians.
请众人的心继续增长充足。
So may the Lord help our church that our love for each other and for all abound more.
同时，予你甲我有一日徛伫上帝面前，完全圣洁。
And similarly, may we stand before God one day blameless in holiness.
我问你，这个美吗？
Let me ask you, is this beautiful?
何等美的讲台。
It is so beautiful.
才合学习好不？
Let us learn together.
不能消极性无犯罪那样。
It is not just to avoid sinning,
来更加积极性来听人。
But more positively, may we love people
好好听上帝
and love God.
好不？好的，祈祷。
Let us pray.Father, thank you once again for reminding us that true holiness involves not just staying away from sin, but truly loving people from our hearts. Help us, Lord, to love people with the love that you have given us, the love that you have bestowed upon us. Help us, Lord, to live holy lives so that, Lord, when we stand before you one day, we would be blameless in holiness. Help us, Lord, to stand firm in this dark, world that is full of hate, full of violence. Help us, Lord, to...Be light, be salt and light in this world so that when people see our lives, they do not see that we ourselves are good, but they would see that you have been good to us, that you are the one who caused us to love in this manner. Help us, Lord, to be examples, living examples of your love in our lives. We give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.